From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Some scientists who advise the government on nuclear energy policy are worried about a program proposed in the energy bill. They say it could help foreign countries make nuclear weapons. The Advanced Fuel Cycle Initiative would fund international research into new ways to recycle plutonium and other materials from used nuclear fuel. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
This summer, Tom Cochran, a physicist who advises the Department of Energy, met with the Energy Secretary and other officials. Cochran remembers the conversation was friendly until the end. "Anything else on your mind?" they asked. "Yes," he said. "You're endangering national security." Cochran, who is with the Natural Resources Defense Council, says the same facilities used to research reprocessing nuclear material could easily be modified to extract plutonium. You only need a small amount the size of a softball to make a bomb.
You're creating nascent nuclear weapon states. You're creating states which can move to a nuclear weapon capability in such a short period of time that the international community would not have time to bring the kind of diplomatic pressure to force them to change their views towards seeking nuclear weapons if that were necessary.
One of the people Cochran met with that day was Bill Magwood, director of DOE's Office of Nuclear Energy. Magwood says the program isn't a danger. It's a recycling initiative.
Today, we obtain a very, very small percentage of the energy available in nuclear fuel when we operate our nuclear reactors. In the future, it's possible to get not just a few percent, but maybe 80 or 90% of that energy out and turn it into useful electricity and heat that would benefit society, and we're just looking at ways of doing that.
And since the plutonium could be used up in a reactor, Magwood argues there would also be less waste to dispose of.
Spent fuel is dangerous for hundreds of thousands of years, and with our research, if we're successful, it could be reduced in toxicity to the point where it needs to be contained for perhaps 1,000 years.
President Bush has requested $63 million for the program in 2004. The reprocessing research would be done with several other countries, among them South Korea. Steve Fetter is a physicist at the University of Maryland and serves on the DOE's Nuclear Energy Research Advisory Committee. Like Tom Cochran, he believes the program is a bad idea.
It sets an example for countries like their neighbor, North Korea, who would use this to legitimize their own programs that, of course, are intended to develop nuclear weapons.
Today, North Korea issued a statement saying it had completed reprocessing 8,000 spent nuclear fuel rods. Secretary of State Colin Powell said the U.S. could not verify that, but called the situation a matter of, quote, serious concern. If North Korea has reprocessed the rods, it probably used a common method called Purex that can produce weapons-grade plutonium. Bert Richter is a physicist at Stanford and a DOE advisor. He says this proves that the new recycling program won't teach anyone anything dangerous. He's argued the point with NRDC's Tom Cochran.
The Purex process, which is used to separate plutonium, is available in any good chemistry book. I don't know, maybe I should find a copy for Tom and send one to him, and then he too will know how to do it. It's not a secret.
Richter says the new research program could develop alternative techniques that would be harder to adapt for weapons production. The United States has wrestled with the reprocessing issue for years. In 1976, President Ford argued that reprocessing should stop until, quote, the world community can effectively overcome the associated risks of proliferation. Bill Magwood with the Department of Energy says he believes the new program is consistent with that policy. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.